Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the untamed chef for Agnet West. Welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get started. A very special thanks to my sponsor for this segment and all my segments this week. Now I'm talking about National Raisin Company. When it comes to dry fruit, we do everything under the sun. Don't let the name fool you. We are National Raisin Company. And give them a like on Facebook and follow them also on Instagram. That's www.nationalraisincompany.com. My next recipe for everybody today, and I'm talking about it loud and I'm talking about it clear. Sweet heat chicken mole. Now, one thing about mole is most people think it's very complicated and it's really a labor of love. But if you do these steps the way I'm going to give them to you, you will not be able to mess up your mole. It'll be really, really tasty. But more importantly, it'll have so much bold flavor. It's amazing. I love mole. I eat mole about at least once a week, and I hope you do too. So what we're going to need first is 3 cups of dry New Mexican chilies. Now, I need to make sure that the chilies, I take the tops off, and I'm going to go ahead and take all the seeds out of them. This is so important, because if you don't take the seeds out, it makes it a little bit more difficult when we actually go to thickening up the mole. Now, everybody thinks leaving the seeds in there is going to make it hotter, and that is a misconception, because that's completely wrong. If you want it to be hotter, we're going to add cayenne to that, which I'll explain later. So 3 cups of dry New Mexican chilies, completely seeded out and the tops removed. This is all going to go into a nice medium sauce pot. I'm going to add 1 Spanish onion. I'm not going to add the whole Spanish onion. I'm going to go ahead and add half of the Spanish onion. It's very important that we do this because we really want to make sure that onion flavor is in there. I'm going to add 3 whole garlic cloves. Make sure they're cleaned. Make sure the skin is off. Throw them in there as well. 5 Champion brand prunes. And I know you're thinking, prunes? I don't do prunes, chef. I'm telling you right now, as an untamed chef, I could tell you guys this. It is so, so good. And I didn't believe prunes in my mole either, but I'm telling you right now, it works. We're going to go ahead and add 1.5 cups of peanut butter. And I prefer using just the creamy peanut butter. But if you have the chunky, don't worry about it. Don't go to the store to just buy creamy peanut butter to make your mole. Use the chunky. Then we're also going to use 1 cup of semi-sweet chocolate. I like using melting chocolate. I don't want to use the little morsels. And I don't want to use the big bar. I like using the little round ones. And usually you can get those at any confection store. And we're also going to add to this 3 cups of beef stock. We're going to let everything come to a boil. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to add in 1 cup of almonds. I'm going to blend everything together, run it through a sieve, and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.